Blog Talk Radio.
Lavina, and I'm going to be speaking to you this evening about our Spiritual Sunday here at GQ Palace, and we do have a special guest appearance for you. We have Evangelist Charles and Nancy Senior with us in the building this evening, and we're going to be speaking to them about their testimony as well as a scripture that they're going to bring to GQ Palace this evening, as well as playing some of their songs that they do have out on their CDs. Charles and Nancy Senior, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, good evening to you. We're glad to be here this evening.
Thank you. Would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm Nancy Senior, and we live here in Kingsport, Tennessee, and we are members of PowerPoint Ministries in the Bloomingdale, where our pastor is Jack Forbes, and we've been in leadership ministry there for several years, and we've been called into the ministry for longer than that, a few years we've been, and we've traveled throughout the United States and some abroad, singing and teaching and preaching the Word of God, and just enjoying God's presence and seeing the hand of God do mighty things. And there's an anointing on our life. You know, the Bible says it's the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. And people are definitely in bondage today, and they need the anointing of God. You know, we see so many things as we travel, and, you know, there's a lot of things going on in Christendom, but we need the presence of God. That's the most important thing. We need the power of God on us that destroys the yoke of bondage. You know, when you destroy it, it can't be put back together. And people really need, we need help. We need help. So we're seeing that. We're experiencing that in our own lives. And we praise God and give him all the honor for it.
Yeah, my wife and I, we also have been having teachings in our home, and we've been going out in the street and getting those that are willing to come into little short Bible studies. You know, it's just something simple. We were trying to get them just in their mind a simple fact that God can, and that Jesus was sent into the world to show us a way, and he is our escape, and that whatever they're going through, whatever problem they have, God's got an answer for it. And there have been men that have turned to God and gave their life to the Lord, and we have seen how it's just a stronghold in people's minds, and that's what needs to be loosed. Not to come into conformity of churchism, but to be transformed by the renewing of their mind and enter into the salvation of the Lord.
And mostly drug addicts, we pick them up and have Bible study on Thursday night, feed them, and not only that, we are here for them 24/7. You know, sometimes you got to give more people more than just the Word of God. You have to be there. You have to be hands-on. We pay their light bill, pay their water bill, get their phones back on. We help to get them places to live, and we take them places and help them reestablish their life after we get the Word of God in them and give them some direction and stabilize them so they can stand on their own. And they get off drugs, and we're seeing them delivered and staying off drugs. And some of them have even gone home to be with the Lord.
Wow. So you guys are doing a lot of work, a lot of God's work. Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys are very, very busy. Very busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not the half of it. There's lots to do. If you just open your eyes, I mean, there's lots to do all the time, everywhere you look and everywhere you go. There's ministry. If you go in the supermarket, there's ministry. If you out shopping, there is ministry. In the clothing store, you know, it ran into a man who was going to quit his job. And I just felt the presence of the Lord come on me, and I looked at him, and I didn't know anything. I said, "Why are you so depressed?" He said, "Well, my hand is growing up, and I can't work any longer." And God just anointed me right there on the spot and straightened his hand out, and he did not have to retire. He's working today.
Wow.
Everywhere you go, there's someone in need. And the scripture said that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, and we need to be accessible to God, be used of the Lord. When most people say used of the Lord, we think it's in the church, on the platform where everybody can see us and we can make some grandiose show. But God wants a vessel that's available wherever you are. God is with you, and the power of God is resident in your vessel.
Yeah.
And if we would allow God and be sensitive to the needs around us, Hey, that's revival.
Yeah, oftentimes I get my wife get just an inkling just to get in the car, and so we get in the car. We don't even know where we're going, but 99% of the time we end up somewhere, and God had a purpose in it because we meet someone that we need to either encourage, pray for, or something. And so when we get back home, there we will say, well, that was the Lord. To cause us to have that intervention, and I'm thinking, you know, I said, well, you know, as children of God, our footsteps are ordered of the Lord. So if we're attentive to hear His voice, then whatever we do, we're doing it as unto the Lord, and He's got purpose in it.
That's right.
Right. David. Now, how did you two start off doing it? Has it always been a calling for you? Or is it something that you wanted to do for most of your life?
Well, you know, even as a child, I felt I was just a little helper. I was always anxious to help somebody to do something. And so that's been in me. And then when I got saved, got born again, and, you know, God called me into the ministry, and it didn't stop. It accelerated. I'm a helper. We are helps. You know, you don't necessarily need a title to do, well, you don't need a title to do what God's called you to do or to be. Used of the Lord to be just be Christ-like.
Right.
You don't need a title. So I've always felt the urgency in my heart to help someone else. And
okay.
So that's what I look for, somebody I can help. You know, David said, order my thoughts, order my steps in your word. And if you allow God to do that, you're valuable to the Lord.
Now, in my case there, as a when I was growing up, I've always had a soft heart toward someone that was had polio. You know, I always say, boy, I wish I could just touch them and they'd be healed, or some other affliction of the body. And that's been, you know, always in my life. And even in high school, I was always with around the ones that nobody else wanted to be around. And
right.
So I guess I was just being you know, more or less shape for what we're doing now. I mean, it's easy because it's so down in me, you know. And I still, I'm looking for the day when, you know, I can, you know, lay hands on someone that's afflicted and they be healed. You know,
mm-hmm.
Jesus said the works that He do, we could do. And so, you know, it's there for us. We just gotta walk into that. That glorious time when we can lay hands on the sick and they recover, and cast out the devils and do just what He does and much more.
We're doing it.
Well, you guys are definitely doing God's work, and I commend you 110% because, you know, not a lot of us, you know, we're out there and we're helping, but sometimes I think that sometimes we do it, and then we second question ourselves later on. You know, we guess ourselves with it. And I think that the fact that you guys are doing it, and you've been doing it on a constant basis, and you're doing His work on a 24/7 basis, which is every single day, you know, you're doing His work. And I commend you for it. And I'm sure that the listeners here will definitely, definitely take heed to what you're saying and will continue to do God's work as well. We do have a caller. I'm going to go to the caller right now. Usually here at Spiritual Sunday, we allow people to call in and give their testimony and say what they're thankful for. So we're going to take a couple callers right now, and then we're going to come back and we'll talk about your CDs that you have, and then we're going to play one of your CDs.
All right.
All right. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to Geeky Power Spiritual Sunday. And we have Evangelist Charles and Nancy Senior with us this evening.
Okay. Hello, Nancy and Charles.
Hello.
Hi.
This is T. Tammy.
Tammy. Oh, hi, Tammy.
Hey, honey. Glad you all came through, and, I mean, just listening. You know, I already knew that you all had, you know, things like in order by the grace of God, you know, and I just definitely want to thank both of you all for being here. And I just want to thank God that he woke me up this morning. You know, my family is good, my friends, loved ones. You know, he's a great God all the time. You know, and I mean, you know, my thing is, I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God what I ain't what I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can constantly say that, you know, whether you all know it or not, Nancy, I've been knowing me since I was a newborn.
Newborn baby. That's right.
You know, it's like we family, so she mm-hmm. knows the upbringing and everything of me and where we came from. It was only, what, maybe 30, 40 families, Nancy, if that many?
If it was that many.
If yep. it was that many, you know, and we were all family. And, you know, just
yeah, we were.
Knowing that you are here and on this radio talking and where you are today, it, I mean, it's a blessing to me, you know,
it
with
is.
You
a
and
miracle.
My older sister.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, well, my only sister I have living, but it's a miracle where we were in life
yes.
and where we are now.
Amen.
You
it
know,
is.
And I honestly want to just thank you and Charles. I mean, you guys are doing wonders. You know, and it sounds like so many people have been blessed from what you all are doing and what God has given you all, you know, in your mind and spirit to do for others.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
You know,
well, thank you for inviting us on to
the they're saving lives all over the place, and that's a testimony all by itself, you know, regardless of, you know, what someone has went through, the fact that they're able to tell their story and tell other stories as well of people who they saved, you know, doing God's work is a blessing.
Yeah,
a blessing.
You know, because I lost my parents in an early age, so I had to look forward to Nancy, my sister, and my older siblings, you know, to guide me right as well as help me through God, you know. And my sister, man, I can't even begin to talk about that girl. She's awesome.
After Holland. After
Holland. Nancy is awesome. Charles is awesome. You know, this first time I heard him speak, but, you know, I thank God that I had the knowledge and chance to hear you.
Well,
you know, and I just
mm-hmm.
want to say, you know, hey, it's a blessing. And I know if I'm ever in doubt and need a word of praise, and encouragement, I know who to call.
All right.
Okay.
And I just want to say I love you guys. I
love
you guys.
And thank you, Tammy.
No problem.
Miss Tammy, make sure you stay on the line because they also have some CDs. So we'll turn a couple of their tracks.
That's what I'm talking about.
So make sure you stay on the line, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. All right, we have another caller. We're going to go to that caller, and then we're going to actually play one of your songs.
Okay.
So you guys can get that ready as well. And caller, are you there? Caller?
Oh, hello.
Hello, welcome to GP Power Spiritual Sunday. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We actually have Evangelist Charles and Nancy Senior with us here at GP Palace this evening. Would you like to share your testimony with us or just tell us what you're thankful for?
Well, I have a whole history to speak about, but to really just let you know how far God has brought me, you know, 8 years clean and sober. My sobriety date is April 26, 04. You know, free from all mind altering substance. You know, I got to the treatment center April 26, 04, and it was a struggle for me to really just let go and let God and allow God to move me in places where I thought I'd never be and do the things I thought I didn't have the capacity or ability to do, you know, and be altruistic to other people and be instrumental in other people's lives, like far as lead by example, you know.
Right.
Amen.
God has revealed to me to just go to school because I didn't go to high school. my choice was to survive so I can eat and to keep clothes on my back, you know what I mean? So I didn't know, I never knew what it was like to go to high school. I'm actually the one to just complete up to third, fourth grade, and the streets took over.
Right.
But the summer of 06, I, you know, made a full commitment to go to school, and I went to college. I'm still in school, Los Angeles City College here in California. And June 2010, I obtained my associate's degree in cinema production.
Wow,
you know,
very
I
cool.
do have an AD degree.
Thank God for that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. When you don't think anything is possible, I could tell you anything is possible.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's right. That's right.
I must break it down like that because it had to be broke down to me like that. And I was just explaining to my nephew, hey, I just left church, and my nephew, you know, he been encouraging me to go to his church, not that I didn't have a church, but, you know, when you see family members go through certain things also, and they encourage you to come on and see what I'm doing as well, you know, it also makes me proud and pleased and honored to say, hey, that's my family, that's my nephew, and
yeah.
You know, I'm not the only one, and just what my member is doing also, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling him, you know, God will strip you from everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean everything. Well, let me park and tell you this, because I was driving, right?
Mm-hmm.
God would take so much from you, you know what I mean? He would give it to you and take it away. And as he take it away from you, you may find yourself establishing certain things, maybe lupus or some type of something that can or cannot be cured, but it's up to you to finally and certainly surrender yourself.
That's right.
Wholeheartedly. You cannot have faith if you don't have hope.
That's
you
right.
can be so rigorously honest with yourself, but cannot admit it to not to self, but to God and to another human being and reach out and say, hey, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please help me? And can you hear the desperation in my voice and sincere in my eyes that's coming from my heart and my soul, from deep, 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 way from within?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And now I'm going to Jesus for all that hope and that strength. And I know it's there, but I just don't know how to recapture it. Because, like I said, I'm familiarized with church and the Word of God. But
mm-hmm.
I now I have to regroup and recapture myself and regain that memory and that memories one more time again. Because something had happened way along the way.
Right.
And I didn't realize that God was preparing me like last year and from a way back then.
Right.
To get me to understand it, I must walk through my own brand of dignity.
Right. Well, let me give you a scripture there that you can hold on fast to because it works. It comes out of 2 Corinthians 10:3-4.
Yes.
It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, for pulling down the strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Now, it also says in Ephesians 6:10, it says, for we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So once you come into the understanding that your unseen foe is working behind the scenes to cause you to disobey or not receive Christ and the things God has set for you in the likeness of Jesus Christ coming to the earth, and what he said afterwards, and what he said through his disciples, that you will say, okay, I have to take every thought that comes into my mind and give it to Jesus Christ. He said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Mm-hmm. And that's how you gain strength in overcoming every weakness that you have. The Bible says when you're weak, he is strong, and his strength is perfected in our weakness. Mm-hmm. And so when you acknowledge what you are not and come to God, then he can work in you to overcome.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You can tell your mind to obey the word of God, even if you don't feel it. You can release that into the atmosphere at fear. I'm going to obey the word of God. See, life is a process.
Right.
Everything you go through, it's a process. So God is taking you from one level to the next, one step to the next. And even if it doesn't seem real right now, you know, or you feel kind of at a loss or at a standstill or you're stuck, just keep walking. Keep walking with the Lord. Keep obeying his word. Keep bringing your mind under subjection to the word of God.
That's right.
What I've learned to do is to surround myself around a better circle of friends, people type people. You know what I mean? As I part these type of friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I have to learn to love me to, you know, appreciate me to appreciate others. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, my high stuff has always been people, places, and things. You know what I mean? As long as I'm not around that type of people, I won't go to that type of place to do them type of things. You know
That's
what I mean?
Right.
So I keep myself in the midst of that circle. You know what I mean? Around them type of people, you know, to keep my mind right, because it's my spirit that I have to
please.
I have to please my spirit. I have to take care of my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See, my spirit wasn't right. It didn't really want to act right because I was steadily stuffing it and putting it to sleep. I was being more stupider than ever. You know what I mean? So now I'm reawakened and my eyes is wide open. You know what I mean? And I'm listening. You know, my mouth is shut. You know, I'm not just closed-minded. No, I'm open-minded. You know what I mean? For suggestion to listen. I have to learn to listen and listen as I learn.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
Let this mind be in you, which
and
is also
in Christ. Right. You know,
That's
it's just one helping another. Younger, oh, I can learn from the young as well as the old. We can help each other out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always say you have to surround yourself with positive people, you know, because the negative people, of course, the negative people always bring you down. But you have to surround yourself with positive people and uplifting people. You know, you want people around you that is walking in faith with you. That's not going to, you know, do the negative things or not going to, you know, put you in negative situations. So you want to make sure that I always tell, you know, I remind myself, I always explain it to my kids, you have to surround yourself with positive people, people who are uplifting, people who are going places, because you don't want to keep on doing what you used to do before. You want to move forward because you know if you're living Christ-like, then you know that you're doing God's work.
That's right.
We have we do have one more caller that I do want to get to, then I want the listeners to I'm still going to keep you on the air. You can always give feedback, but I'm going to take this other caller, and then I do want to play Charles and Nancy Senior's CD as well. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, good evening, and thank you for calling in to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. How are you?
All right. How is everyone tonight?
All right.
Good.
I'm sorry, I'm listening.
No, I was going to say we have Evangelist Charles and Nancy Senior with us this evening. Would you like to tell the listeners what you're thankful for or to give a testimony?
Well, first of all, I want to give a spiritual shout-out to GQ Palace. I'm glad that you have this show. And an amen to all of the people who called in with all of their testimonies, the guests, all of the work that you do. I've been listening since the beginning of the show, and God bless you all. I just want to say I'm a firm believer all day long, and I'm always in constant prayer. And those of you that know the word of prayer, please pray for me, and I will continue to pray for you all.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. And we will.
Thank you.
And we will. we will. We just had a scripture from Corinthians. What verse was it? I'm sorry.
Corinthians.
The scripture. Well, we just had a verse from Corinthians.
Second Corinthians 10.
And it was a wonderful 3-4.
And Ephesians 6:10-12.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are our scriptures that I know me myself that I will be reading over again tonight after the show. It's an honor to have you guys on, and it's an honor just to be in the presence of such powerful people who are doing powerful things and that's doing God's work. We're going to play one of their songs if you guys want to introduce it for us.
Okay, this song is called Fear Not. You know, this is just a tumultuous time in the land where we're tempted to fear, have a lot of fears about our jobs, our finances, our relationships, what's going to happen in the government. But our hope is in the name of the Lord. I heard somebody talking about hope earlier. Our trust is in the name of the Lord. And God says over and over in his word to fear not, for I have redeemed thee. And he watches over us. He gives angels charge over the heirs of salvation. So he's looking out for us. He's got our back, and we don't have to worry about anything. And that's what this song is just simply saying, fear not.
Fear not. Okay, and this song is by Charles and Nancy Senora, correct?
Well, I sing it. I didn't write it,
but I sing it.
We have several CDs, but I sing this one. I've written some songs, but I didn't write this one. I don't know who wrote this, but it's on one of my CDs.
Okay, so we're going to play the song.
Okay.
And listeners, please tune in and just enjoy the song.
Okay, we're ready.
Ready.
I just want you to focus your eyes. what belongs to me.
Only thing I can say is that's beautiful, and fear not.
Amen.
Fear not. That is wonderful. We have a caller that would love to speak to you guys, so I'm going to put her on the air, okay?
Okay.
All right. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hey, my name is Yvonne, and I'm calling all the way from Lasonia, Georgia, which is the metro suburb of Atlanta. How y'all
all
doing
right.
this evening?
We are good. How are you?
Hallelujah.
Oh, I am just wonderful. I'm just wonderful. And I got the message that my friend, my best friend forever, and her husband was on the air this evening. And I just want to congratulate y'all.
Well, God bless you.
What a pleasure to hear. And I was listening to some of the testimony of these ladies, and I'm just glad that they are, you know, coming out and speaking out. And that's a good thing when people open up, you know, to the word and what's going on in their lives, because
Amen.
It sets them free.
Right.
And these ladies, I know they're going to be set free.
Amen.
It's not all
about your testimony and the blood of the Lamb.
That's
Amen.
Right. So just want to let y'all, I had a wonderful word, and I want to say, just make a short statement in reference to the healing that you guys were speaking about. And I am on a prayer call. By the way, Bishop Eddie Long is my pastor here, and he has been speaking. God has poured in him to speak about healing in every area, mind, body, and spirit, and also finances. And it has been some wonderful testimonies with people. We are 5,200 on the line at 6:30 a.m. Monday through Friday. And we're
wow.
generally there about 45, 50 minutes.
Oh.
And it's sometimes an hour if it lasts that long. And just want to say that is being, I feel that God is using his prophets to spread this word of healing to let people know that no matter what affliction, mind, body, and spirit, once again, they are already healed, and they will be made whole.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a testimony to that, too.
Amen.
So just to let you guys know, y'all are right on it.
All
y'all
right.
are on it. So that has been spread. That has been spoken through Pastor Dollar. It has been spoken through Bishop Dale Brana. They're all, y'all all on the same page. So, you know, it's exciting. And I thank God, because something is getting ready. That something has already blown up. It ain't getting ready
Amen.
To. It's already there.
Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established.
And y'all are right up on it. And I want to say that. And I thank God for you, Nancy, and your dear husband. You know, I thank God for the word, because then you talk, and, you know, you have poured in a lot of wisdom. You have been obedient to God's word, and that's very important. And somebody came to me today. I helped feed 120 people today, because I do two homeless shelters. I'm also an urchin, and I'm part of pastoral care. And I just get downright excited. Every third Sunday, I make breakfast for everybody. Because it's in my spirit. And I got, you know,
cooking.
I don't look for any, I don't care if you say okay, and, oh, we're going to donate money and this, and I say, y'all ain't got to do nothing. Keep on doing what y'all was doing. I'm good.
Yeah.
God got me.
That's right.
I'm so sure of myself and God that it's okay. So what? If you want to bring me a few dollars, fine. If you don't, still fine. Okay. I'm still going to feed you.
Okay.
I love feeding people because Nancy can tell you I'm a great cook. I've been doing it. My
Amen.
Mother was a excellent cook.
All right now.
And I just enjoy cooking. I enjoy it. I love it. I get downright excited to feed people who are less fortunate with food.
Yes.
Anything else, like Charles was saying earlier, to know that you're helping somebody.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
no, it's a
life
wonderful
to you.
Thing.
If you give out life, life comes back at you. Whatever you do for the Lord, He gives back to you, life.
Right.
That's right.
I was telling the lady that I said, I don't do it to get nothing back. God already got me. I already know that. I don't need to worry about, Lord, well, you know, I don't have to petition him and say, well, you know, I did such and such, so what about me? I don't need to worry about me. I'm good. I am
all
good.
Right.
I know that. I don't even think about that. That don't even cross my mind.
Right.
It's just something in the heart. So, therefore, that's where things got to come from. If it ain't coming from there, then you may not be exactly in order. But it's from the heart. So it doesn't matter whether I get something back or not. It's okay. But once again, I want to say congratulations, y'all. And are you all, I just want to ask, are you guys going to be on here every Sunday?
No, we're hosts for today.
Okay.
They're hosts for today, but they're welcome back whenever they want to come back. And spiritual Sunday is every Sunday from 7 to 8. So whenever they want to come back, they're more than welcome, you know, to come back.
Okay, well, I wanted to know that because I can spread the word to
other
people.
Thank you for calling, Hotlanta.
Yeah, let them know here in Hotlanta that y'all got it going on.
Praise God.
Be blessed.
All right,
continue
you
to
too.
Do what you're doing. I know you will. And I'm going to continue to listen, and I'm going to go and let somebody else come in because they may have a testimony. Somebody might be hurting. Somebody might be doing something. So, and y'all might be a help to that tonight. So I'm going to continue to listen. God bless. And
well, God
thank
bless
you, ma'am,
you. Thank
for
you for
coming
calling.
In.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate it.
We actually have, we had last week Sunday was our first spiritual Sunday here at GQ Palace.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss T, you know her as Tammy, she had actually requested a song that I want to deliver to her today.
All right.
It was something that was on her mind and she wanted to hear it. And she always posts this song up every single Sunday. So I want to play this song for her this evening. So just bear with me one second. We're going to play the track, and then we're going to come back and continue on with some more testimony.
All right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is good.
Trying to get across the street. It could have been me living in the streets, y'all. It could have been me with no food on my table to eat. But you know what? Cause it could have been me. Have going in my mind, and I stopped by to let you know. Cause it could have been me. Oh, I thank the Lord, yeah, yeah. Cause it could have been me. Every time I go down on my knee, I have to say thank you. Cause it could have been me. I got one more verse, now listen. When the doctor shook his head, can I get me a witness? It could have been me, sleeping in my grave. But Jesus stepped right in, y'all, and he made old death behave. And I come to let you know, cause it could have been me. To do it, but I'm glad about it. Oh, I thank the Lord, yeah, yeah. Cause it could have been me. Every time I go down on my knee, I have to tell somebody it could have been me. Sometime I go in the room and fold my arms. Here's what I say. Lord, I thank you right now. Have anybody ever took the time out to say, Lord, I thank you, cause you've been good to me. Lord, you've been so good to me. When I don't have no money in my pocket, I don't let it bother me, because the Lord said he'll work it out for me. I knew he will. Have anybody been lonely tonight? The Lord said he'd be a company keeper for you in a lonely hour. If you know
been... Amen. That was dedicated
beautiful
to Miss Candy. She requested it last week, and I just wanted to deliver that to her today. We do have another caller for you.
Okay.
So I'm gonna put them on. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. How are you?
I'm blessed, and you?
I'm blessed as well. We're here this evening with Evangelist Charles and Nancy Senior. Would you like to tell the listeners what you're thankful for, or to give a testimony?
First of all, giving all honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I greet my brother and sister, Evangelist Charles and Nancy Senior, a very good friends of mine, my brothers and sisters in Christ.
Pastor Holland.
In love, amen, all the way from my hometown of West Virginia. And
wow.
I heard a little bit of her talking about fear. And hallelujah, that just reminds me of the word where it said God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Hallelujah, but he gave us that power of sound mind.
Amen.
It's amazing to know that we don't have to fear anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God is our
strength.
Right.
Amen.
Now, wow. He's just an awesome God. And
yeah.
I'm just grateful to be here tonight. And if my sister's on the line, I greet her with Jesus' joy. T.C. Holland, amen. I greet you with Jesus' joy.
Praise
and
God.
Praise God. Wonderful day. And hear the voices of my fear. Those
love
fear
you, sister.
Man, I love you.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Yes, yes.
Well, God bless you, Pastor Holland from West Virginia.
God bless
you,
Pastor Holland.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and thank you for calling in this evening. It's an honor to have you on the air.
Hey, yes. The songs are just played exclusively to me. Y'all, that could have been any one of us.
Yes,
God.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
We are where we are today. You know, I was preaching this morning. We should have been dead and gone a long time ago.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Purpose for our life. And I'm living a life of purpose right now.
That's
to tell those that don't know is to live a life of purpose. You're not here by accident.
Amen.
But you're here by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Because everything that I am and everything I hope is because of who He is. Amen.
Amen.
So I just praise God for that. I just praise God for this line. Amen. That somebody may be able to hear a word that will turn them from their evil and wicked ways.
Amen.
Turn them on the right path. And I'm talking about the narrow path. You know, we have to listen to people. We're constricted, but it's okay. It's better than being on the Broadway. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I give all praise for your honor. Amen.
I love you, sister.
I love you.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. It's an honor to have you on the air, Pastor Holland. It's an honor. It's an honor to have you here with us. And I'm speechless because to be on air with such powerful people, you know,
we're
all God's children, but when you are in a room and you're in a crowd and you can say that I was in the room with Pastor Holland and Evangelist Charles and Nancy, I mean, that's an honor and that's a testimony all by itself.
Yes, it is.
You know?
It is.
To God be all the glory. Amen.
I say that song, It Could Have Been Me. That's me all the way across the board, because so many things, you know, it could have, 90% of those things, it could have been me. It could have been any of us.
Yeah.
You know, but God stepped right on in, you know. He made death behave. He made everybody behave. Because it wasn't my time.
Amen.
You know?
Thank you, Lord.
And like I said, you know, I've been through it all. You know, I could have been in jail with no bail. I could have been strung out on crack cocaine.
Amen.
But He didn't allow for it to happen. You know,
Amen.
He stepped right in on time. And I thank Him every day that where I am today, you know, because like I said, hey, I could have been gone. I could have been gone.
Right.
You know, but hey, by the grace of God, I'm still here to tell you about it, and I can I can tell you about it, and not be ashamed of what I've been through, where I'm going. But like I say, my motto is, I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God every day. I'm not what I used to be.
Amen.
I think the Apostle Paul put it this way. He said, if not for the grace of God, there go I.
Amen.
That's true. And Tammy, you put that song on the internet every single Sunday. And I'm saying every Sunday for the last past 8 months. Faithfully, she puts it up there, and faithfully, you know, everyone that, you know, is in that in the forum, and it's a forum of over 2,000 people, everyone gets to hear that song and gets to hear, you know, it could have been anybody, you know,
that's
listening to it, and
it's an honest and a blessing song. Like you say, within itself, it's a testimony for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been there, if you haven't been there, it's still a testimony because, like I said, you know, when you was on your sick bed, like he said, but he made a death behave.
He'll do it every time.
I mean, we've all been there. We've all been on our sick bed.
Right.
You know, and if anybody say they haven't, I hate to say it, but you're lying.
You know what? Sometimes not necessarily, you know, on their sick bed, but just being in need of Christ itself, you know, and being just living through the struggle of life, you know, and the journey that's there and so much negativity that's put there in front of you
that's
on
true.
An everyday basis.
That's true.
You know,
every day.
It's a testimony because it could have been anybody whatsoever. And the fact that everybody here that's on this line is able to listen to the song and enjoy it and understand that it could have been me. It could have been you. It could have been, you know, anybody. So that,
and you know,
it's a wonderful testimony.
I don't play it on Sundays. I play it every day. And Rance Allen, Paul Porter, is you that I trust. He is the one that I trust every day because I know it's him that opened up my eyes. It's no alarm clock. It's by the grace of God that I wake up every single morning that I do.
Amen.
You know. And like I said, I want to say to Lavina, Rich Money, Evangelist Nancy and Charles Senior, my sister, Pastor Kathy Holland. I love you guys. Casey, I love everybody. And I just want to thank you guys for being there for me through thick and thin, regardless.
And you know we're always here. We're always here. And I tell you all the time, we're always here. Don't think because you might be going through something that you're by yourself because you're never by yourself. You always have, and T, you know you have a wonderful support system, and you just have to, you know, you have to utilize it. You have to utilize your support system, especially in your time of need. You need to reach out to people, and when people reach out to you, you know, don't ignore it. Accept it.
Yeah.
Accept it with
and
open arms because, we care for you, we love you, and we're there.
Today, I'm a new person, and I know where my help's coming from. Jesus Christ, through my friends, family, loved ones, people that's there for me, especially my GQ family. You know, my family as well, but my GQ family has been there for me for the past almost a year. We've done this together. You know, I closed out on you guys, but I'm here today to say I love you. I thank you for everything, everything.
And we love you too. And we are running out of time. That's the sad part about it because it is such a wonderful show. But I do want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank Evangelist Charles and Nancy Senior. I also want to thank Pastor Kathy Holland for calling in this evening. It's an honor to have you guys on. It's a blessing. And here at GQ Palace, we just thank all of you for being on the air. And you guys are welcome anytime. And I know that Charles and Nancy Senior, I know you guys have more songs. So please, you know, whenever you want to come back on the air, you can come back on the air and share your songs. And, you know, if you want to give us more scriptures, you can please come back on and give us that as well.
Praise the Lord. We've been blessed. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome anytime. And I just want to, you know, thank you guys for coming on again. And hopefully you'll tune in again. We're here every Sunday from 7 to 8.
Okay.
You can call in anytime you want to call in, you can call in. The last song that we're going to go out to today is dedicated to my mother, you know, my mother, Ethel LeMay, because this song is still here. And regardless of her troubles that she's going through and the struggle that's there, I want to say that I love you. We love you, and we thank you for everything, and we're here for you. And she's still here regardless of everything that she's going through right now. And God has a plan, and she's a prayer warrior, and she is, when I tell you, she's amazing, she's amazing, she's amazing.
Well, praise God. Thank God for her.
So I'm going to dedicate this song to her here at GQ Palace. And, you know, I hope that you guys enjoyed the show, and we thank you for calling in. We thank you for being our special guest. You know, and please, you know, tune in next week because you are always welcome.
Okay. God bless
you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Come on and let me see those hands there tonight.